Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle fill that actually feels like it belongs in the track. Using an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, that means we're not starting by throwing more samples at the problem. We're starting with motion, energy, and phrase shaping. Then we'll let the sound design support that movement. This is a very jungle and old-school DNB way of thinking. In this style, a fill isn't just a little decorative break. It's part of the groove language. It tells the listener, we're turning the corner now. It keeps the track rolling, it signals the change, and it blends the tension so the transition feels musical instead of pasted on. We're aiming for a two-bar fill with that classic old-school feeling, a chopped break, a snare pickup, some filtered movement, a touch of pitch rise, and a resampled tail that you can reuse later. If you do this right, the fill won't sit on top of the tune. It'll sound like it grew out of the tune. Set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM to lock into that authentic jungle pace. First, get organized. Make three groups or lanes in your head, if not in your actual session. Drums, bass, and FX or Atmos. That simple structure helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop builder. Put your main break on an audio track, and put your fill material on a second audio track or inside a drum rack if you want more slice control. If you're starting from a loop, slice it up so it's easy to edit. Ableton Live 12 makes that easy with sliced a new MIDI track if you want to play the break like an instrument. If the timing needs to stay more organic, keep it on audio and work directly in the clip. A really useful pro move here is to name your clips by function, not just by sound. So instead of break 01, think main break A, fill 2 bar rising, snare pickup, or reverse impact. That sounds small, but it saves time fast when you start building arrangement energy across a full track. Now choose a break with character. You want something with clear snare accents and enough ghost detail to survive chopping. A break with a strong backbeat and a little grit is perfect. Don't pick something too busy. The fill needs room to breathe and reshape the rhythm. Warp it conservatively. If the break starts getting facey or overly sliced, switch to beats warp mode, keep preserve set to transient, and make sure you're not over-quantizing the life out of it. If you're looping, one or two bars is usually enough. The goal is to keep the original personality intact while making it easier to sculpt. Before you add any big automation, simplify the break. Keep the kick and snare core. Leave in a few ghost hits. Remove any extra hats or busy details that distract from the transition. This is a big jungle principle right here. The best fill is often an evolved version of the groove, not a completely different drum performance. Now for the main idea. Automate first, sound design second. Duplicate your break clip so you can shape it into a two-bar fill. Start with an auto filter on the track. A low-pass filter is a great starting point. Maybe with a 12 or 24 dB slope, have the cutoff begin around 350 to 700 Hz and open up toward 8 to 12 kHz over the course of the fill. Add a little resonance if you want some bite, but don't overdo it. A little drive can help too if the break feels too polite. The move here is to draw a slow opening curve in the first bar, then a sharper lift in the last half bar. That creates the feeling of pressure building into the next phrase. And that's really the whole point. The listener hears energy rising, even if the actual drum pattern stays fairly simple. After the filter, automate clip gain or track volume very subtly, then pitch or transpose if your source material can handle it. A tiny rise in pitch toward the end can create that tearing jungle feel. Then add a little send to reverb or delay, but only enough to hint at space, not wash the groove away. If needed, use utility to control width, especially if you want the top end to spread a little while the low end stays centered. Now start thinking like a drummer and a DJ at the same time. In the second bar, make micro edits. Add a snare pickup on the end of 2, or the E of 4. Drop in a kick right before the downbeat. Add one tiny reverse fragment, a stutter, or a ghost note tail that glues the phrase together. Those little details matter a lot in jungle, because the rhythm is fast and the ears are very sensitive to micro movement. If you're working in drum rock with sliced breaks, program the same logic with MIDI. Keep the main snare accents strong, and use ghost notes and fills as punctuation. Don't lock everything perfectly to the grid. Try a bit of groove quantization, maybe around 54 to 58%, or manually nudge a couple of ghost hits a few milliseconds late. That slightly human drag is part of the old school flavor. Velocity is huge here too. Don't just draw everything at one level. Let the main snares land strong. Use lower velocities on ghost notes and let the fill stab sit somewhere in the middle. That dynamic contrast helps the fill feel performed instead of programmed. Once then automation and slicing feel good, resample the whole thing. This is where the workflow gets really powerful. Route the fill to a new audio track, set to resampling or internal input, and record the toolbar movement as audio. Now you've captured the timing, the automation, the transient shaping, and the little imperfections all in one stem. That resampled file becomes a new creative object. You can reverse it, stretch it, layer it under another transition, or automate it as a single gesture. To process it, try a little saturator for edge, maybe a few dB of drive with soft clip if needed. Drum bus can add punch and density, but keep the boom low if the low end starts getting messy. EQ8 is your cleanup tool here, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if the fill gets cloudy. This resampling step is especially valuable in jungle because it captures the interaction between all those small movements. That interaction is what makes the fill feel alive. Now let's make sure the fill works with the bass line. This matters a lot indeed NB. If the bass is a reese or a rolling sub and mid pattern, the fill needs space to speak. In the last bar before the drop, slightly reduce the bass presence, shorten the bass notes, or narrow the bass width a touch. Keep the sub stable and mono. That's non-negotiable. The fill can get wild. The sub cannot. A strong transition move is to close the bass filter a little at the start of the fill, then reopen it at the downbeat. You can also pull down the bass bus gain, just a little if the drums need to take priority. If the bass and drums are answering each other rhythmically, even better. Sometimes the strongest move is a short drum turnaround followed by a single bass punctuation on the one. Now add transition polish. Keep it subtle, but make it feel intentional. A short echo throw on a snare hit can work beautifully. Reverb can add just a tiny pre-drop space. Auto pan can create a little drift in the fill tail. If you want a darker, slightly unsettling edge, a very light frequency shifter can do the trick. The important part is to keep the low end focused. If your transition FX is stealing sub energy, high pass the return. In this style, clarity in the 40 to 120 Hz zone matters more than having a huge wash of ambience. The fill should feel exciting, but the downbeat still needs to hit clean. Now think in terms of arrangement tension and release. One bar before the phrase change, open the filter a little and reduce the bass presence. In the last half bar, add a snare throw or a reverse fragment. In the final eighth note, let the filter open fully or do a quick tape stop style move if that suits your track. Then hit the downbeat with a clean reset so the new section lands hard. This kind of fill can work at the end of an 8-bar intro, the end of a 16-bar roller section, a breakdown turnaround, or as an outro variation. One smart trick is to reuse the same fill idea later in the track, but with a different intensity. Maybe the first time it's minimal and later it's brighter, wider, and more degraded. That repetition with mutation is very jungle. Now do the final mix check in context. Don't just solo the fill and admire it. Play it with the full drum and bass section. Ask yourself, does it move the phrase forward without masking the downbeat? Does the kick still land cleanly after the fill? Is the sub staying stable in mono? Is there any harshness between 2.5 and 6 kHz that needs taming? If the fill feels too loud, don't just turn it down immediately. Often the real issue is too much mid-range or too much upper attack. Use EQ8 to trim a little harshness or mud first. In drum and bass, fixing the spectrum before the level is often the more advanced move. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't add too many layers. Let the automation do the heavy lifting. Don't overquantize the swing and kill the jungle feel. Don't let reverb wash out the sub. Don't automate every parameter at once. Start with cutoff, gain, and one transition effect, and don't make the fill louder just to make it more exciting. Usually the better move is more motion, more transient clarity, and better phrasing. If you want a darker or heavier result, try a light saturation chain after resampling, or blend a clean break with a degraded version underneath it. Automate decay as well as filter, because shortening the tail of the snare or break can create more tension than a giant riser. And keep your stereo motion mostly in the top end, so the kick and snare stay locked in the center. One of the best advanced ideas here is negative space. In the last half bar, mute the main break briefly and let a ghost note, reverse hit, or FX tail do the work. That contrast can be incredibly powerful before a heavy drop. Another strong move is a call and answer fill. Let the break ask the question in bar 1, then answer it with a snare jab or bass punctuation in bar 2. So here's the big takeaway. Build the jungle fill through automation first, then sound design second. Shape the break with filter, gain, pitch, transient control, and selective effects so it feels like part of the arrangement. Keep the break identity intact. Protect the sub. Let the fill support the phrase change, and resample it once the movement starts to feel magical. If you get that balance right, the fill won't just lead into the next section. It'll give the whole tune that old-school jungle personality. And that's the vibe.